Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is Tuesday the 19th. I am recording next to a beautiful hot tub waterfall into a swimming pool in Lake Havasu, Arizona. And no, for those of you that are wondering, I'm not actually in the hot tub. I don't want you to envy my life too much. Nobody should ever envy me for any reason. So, let's get to the news, shall we? The first thing I will touch on here is that the lake's basin pile burning continues. Weather and air quality conditions permitting, fire crews on the Mammoth Lakes Ranger District will be pile burning in the lake's basin starting today and through this week as conditions permit. Crew plans to complete up to 209 acres of piles near Lake Mary and Twin Lakes area throughout the week. Smoke will be visible from the lake's basin, Mammoth Mountain, the town of Mammoth Lakes, Lake Mary Road, and Highway 203. Crews create piles to remove ladder fuels, which are the branches and limbs that can carry fire from the ground to the canopy. This provides a safer area for firefighter response and reduced wildfire risk. Piles are typically burned in the winter months when it is safest to do so. Many of these piles have been under snow and not available to burn, so fire crews are taking advantage of this opportunity to continue pile burning in the lake's basin as they can. As always, they thank you for your patience while this is necessary work while it's completed for community protection and forest health. So don't call those fires in, people. I know you're a good Samaritan and you call stuff in. There's a Mammoth Community Water District board meeting. That's for the 21st at 5:30 p.m. If you'd like the agenda and the Zoom link, you can head over to Eastern Sierra Now. There's a Bishop City Council meeting. That one's the 25th at 6 p.m. Same thing. Agenda, Zoom link, Eastern Sierra Now. Have I mentioned that there is a Earth Day Sierra and Community Art Day at the Bishop City Park that is put on by Inyo Council for the Arts and the Bishop Sunrise Rotary? And it'll be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., family friendly and free. That's the 3 F's. Hands-on arts and crafts, local artisans, live music, native dance, food vendors, fun earthy activities. Live performances by Kikomo at 11, 12:30 at Akamaya Culture Group, and 1:45, the Bishop Jazz Combo. You do not want to miss that, so head out there, 10 a.m. Again, a reminder that we have two new episodes of Just a Minute with Amy Smith with Cody Yeager, who is running for 3rd District Inyo County Supervisor, and Joe Vetter, who is running for Sheriff. So in this situation, because you call using a camera on somebody shooting them, I in fact shot the candidate for sheriff. I did shoot the sheriff recently in Eric Pritchard. So I shot the sheriff and I shot the sergeant. So I did not shoot the deputy. Right, Amy?
Under sheriff as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's the under sheriff and he moved up to sheriff. Oh, so he's both of those. Wow. So, in fact, I shot the sheriff, and I did not shoot the deputy.
You're Jesse Steele of the Wild West.
That's amazing. But, as always, I fought the law, and the law won. All right, let's get back on track here. We're running all over the place here in Lake Havasu. So Just a Minute with Amy Smith, and both episodes came out wonderful. You should check those out. They're both about 10 minutes, super easy to get through, easily digestible, as they say. And the gimmick for Just a Minute is that you get a minute. So the questions are the same for everybody that we interview, and you get 1 minute to answer. So right now they're going through she's going through all of the candidates that are running for office in Inyo and Mono County. So head over to check out Cody Yeager as well as Joe Vetter and see what you think about them. And we'll get some more as soon as we return from lovely Arizona, which will be the end of this week. What else we got here? Something else interesting. What's this one? It takes more than stalking. I'm trying to make like an ex-girlfriend joke here, and I can't really figure one out. Might have had too many margaritas today. It takes more than stalking to stop me. It takes more than stalking for world-class Eastern Sierra fishing connecting Eastern Sierra watersheds and land for fish and wildlife. The much-anticipated Eastern Sierra trout season opener is almost here. Before you grab those rods and reels and head out to your secret fishing holes, cast an eye to what is happening on the land and water affecting your favorite world-class fisheries. More than planting, keeping streams full of fish takes more than just stocking. Outdoor recreation relies on clean, flowing water and undeveloped natural spaces. Just as fish rely on them for survival, healthy streams need permanent connections to fresh water sources. All those critters that live in water, and one of their climate resiliency strategies is to move and find cold, clean water, according to CDFW Director Chuck Bonham in a recent California Natural Resource Agency talk with Secretary Crowfoot. When connections are interrupted, devastating changes are felt upstream and downstream, blocking access to food sources and spawning grounds. In Southern California, rivers, runs of tens of thousands of steelhead salmon have dropped to less than 500, largely due to disrupted habitat. Now, though, we have the collective will and tools and funding to actually make a difference and reconnect habitat, according to Dr. Sandra Jacobson, director of Caltrout's South Coast and Sierra Headwaters region. Work is being done. Concerned groups are working to keep Eastern Sierra habitats connected with the support of a growing membership. Eastern Sierra Land Trust, ESLT, works with willing landowners and funders to permanently protect vital private lands through conservation easements. The 22,000-acre ESLT has protected provided a natural buffer to nearby public lands where we camp, fish, and hike. These family farms and ranches remain forever undeveloped, wide open landscapes where mule deer forage on bitter brush and fish through miles of rivers and streams. There is more on that at Eastern Sierra Now if you'd like to go check that out from the Eastern Sierra Land Trust. And go check it out. If you're gonna check something out, you know what you really do need to check out? You need to check out the Mammoth brand. You know why? Because they just launched a brand new t-shirt that is called, I believe, Merry Fishmas. It's pretty awesome. It's all about the opening of fishing. And there's some interesting stuff going on there with Jason Blakey over at themammothbrand.com. We'll get a story up about their new products here in the next day or two. But in the meantime, you need to head over to themammothbrand.com. Don't forget the T-H-E, mammothbrand.com. You're not going to regret that you did that. Trust me. Go check it out. You looking to get tires? There's only one choice. That's a bald-faced lie, Jesse. There are two choices because Perez Quality Tires has two locations, one in Bishop and one in Big Pine. How dare you, Jesse Steele? So you need to head over there because, trust me, even though there's two locations, there's only one choice because it's the same company. Perez Quality Tires. They always do the best job. They are so fast. They get it done quick. They give you the right answer. Here's a great personalized story for you because that's what I like to do with my commercials. So heading over here to Lake Havasu, Amy and I brought her RV. And it's been sitting for a while, and so we kind of got the thought, hey, you know what? We should go get the tires checked out on that. We should get the axles greased, make sure, you know, Havasu's a pretty far drive, and it's hot over here. There's, you know, road, they blow those suckers out like crazy. So we went and checked, and Ivan went through it. He looked, and he agreed the tires needed to be changed. And then he got in there while we were not there watching to do the axles, and this is where I want to shine for them for a second. Any other place in the world would have charged you for greasing the axles. They would have said, oh yeah, you needed it all the way done, and we got in there, we mucked it out and packed it full, and you know, that's gonna be $200 or whatever it costs. We came back and he said, hey, I got in there, your grease was perfectly fine, everything looked great, so we just scooped out a little bit of the dust, don't even worry about paying us for it, you guys are fine, you're good to go. I mean, that's integrity. That's a great business, and I will always stand behind those guys at Perez Quality Tire. They do a fantastic job. They always have. You need to go check them out. So it's 1280 North Main. I don't remember the suite, but you'll see it there. It says Perez Quality Tire. It's kind of by Grocery Outlet in Bishop. And in Big Pine, you'll see it there on Main Street, about halfway through Big Pine on the right. So next time you need tires or some work done that has to do with your tires, axles, that kind of stuff, head over there. Perez, trust me, you need to do that. Okay, we're going to call it for today, and I am going to leave you with Mammoth Tourism's 5 in 5, read to our favorite Emily Bryant. And after that, we are out of here. So have a good one, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Today is the last day to pre-order your fishing season window clings and event postcards. fishing season opener is right around the corner, so help us welcome back anglers to the area with these items being produced by Mammoth Lakes Tourism. If you'd like these materials for your business, please reach out to Emily at ebryant@visitmammoth.com by the end of the day. 2. Last week, Mammoth Lakes Tourism conducted 3 days of media desk site appointments with the Italian press. The main points discussed included Mammoth Lakes' location, how to get here, and itineraries using Mammoth Lakes as a base for exploring Yosemite National Park and the Eastern Sierra. The goal was to promote quality visitation for 2023 and beyond. 3. Save the date for the April Community Coffee event hosted by Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, scheduled for April 28th from 8 to 9 a.m. The topic this month is weather, water, and drought. Speakers include Tim Bardsley, Senior Service Hydrologist for the National Weather Service, and Dustin Norman, Senior Meteorologist for the National Weather Service. Join us to learn more about the snowpack, runoff, and water supply outlook going into the summer, as well as an update on the drought and what it means for summer recreation. 4. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Special Events Committee have awarded nearly $230,000 worth of event grants for the 2022 event season. Following a successful special events forum in March, this next step in the process is completed. After meeting with individual event producers over the next few weeks, funds will be distributed. 5. Is your business offering a discount or a deal for the spring season? Then we want to hear from you. Please reach out to Emily at ebryant@visitmammoth.com with your deal so that we can advertise it on visitmammoth.com. If you're looking for more information, sign up for our newsletter at visitmammoth.com/industry/tourism newsletter.
Mammoth Lakes.